This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Foreign adversaries are barred from buying U.S. farmland under an amendment added to the House Farm Bill, which recently passed in the House by voice vote. The bill was introduced by Florida Republican Greg Stube. We will hear more from Stube next.
This is Officer Jones calling for backup.
10-4. Location?
Graber back 40. Looks like we've got Palmer amaranth, kochia, some common water hemp.
Resistant weeds. Copy that. You'll need a good tank mix partner. I'm sending Tough 5UC.
Come out with your hands up!
Guys, we're surrounded.
Crack down on repeat offenders. Add Tough 5EC to your post-emergence tank mix. Learn more at toughonweeds.com. Always read and follow label directions. Tough is a registered trademark of Belgium Crop Protection.
Foreign adversaries are barred from buying U.S. farmland under an amendment added to the House-passed Farm Bill, which recently made its way through the House. The bill was introduced by Florida Republican Greg Stube.
Right now, federal law does not have a forceful provision that strictly denies entities and persons affiliated with foreign adversaries and state sponsors of terrorism from buying up American farmland. The same governments that hack our critical infrastructure, poison our communities with fentanyl, and dare to surpass the United States on the world stage are slowly acquiring American farmland.
Much of the land referred to by Stube is located near sensitive military sites. Hawaii Democrat Jill Takuda agrees those sites should be protected. However, she argues that the land restriction could be abused by the executive branch.
We've been down this road before. So-called alien land laws once barred those deemed ineligible for citizenship from owning or leasing land, disproportionately targeting Chinese and Japanese communities because discriminatory federal laws denied them naturalization.
Takuda went on to point out that just 3.5% of U.S. farmland is foreign-owned, and mostly by U.S. allies and not China. Ag Chair G.T. Thompson argued an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, especially when it comes to protecting the food supply.
Agricultural land is a strategic asset tied directly to food supply, and restricting foreign ownership help ensures that adversarial nations or entities, whoever those adversaries may be in the future, cannot gain control over land near sensitive site, or quite frankly, cannot control our food supply.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.